bringing you a common sense and fresh perspective to creating a just society. This is Common Sense on Social Justice. You'll get equipped with the tools you need to carry out social justice right where you are. Now, here's the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, Michael Davis.
And welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad once again that you are here. Today, I've got a really cool, positive story to share with you to kind of dig into one of the principles of this podcast. You always hear me talking about using what you have where you are. Well, have you ever had those moments where something unexpected happens that is beautiful, and even if for a brief moment, it brings everything together into one harmonious whole? Isn't that wonderful and beautiful when that happens? I had that happen a few weeks ago, and it inspired this episode of the podcast. I often say that the best way to social justice is to use what you have right where you are. That means understanding where you live, what skills and experience and knowledge you have, and using it in your specific time and place. Well, that came together for me when I saw the Portland Festival Symphony perform in a park a couple weeks ago. I will break it down for you, and hopefully this explains what we are doing here at this podcast. But a few weeks ago, I had a friend invite me to a park in a close-in suburb of Portland. I was invited to the event, and I didn't quite understand what was going on. They didn't really explain to me. But to my surprise, a gift opened up in front of me. A couple thousand people sat on the lawn of the park, and an orchestra prepared for a concert. It was the Portland Festival Symphony. At the beginning of this, an old Hungarian man with a heavy accent and hair that resembled Einstein's, Lajos Balú, spoke to open the concert. I listened with interest, and he shared how that in 1981 he started the Portland Festival Symphony, who performed their first concert at Washington Park in Portland. Now, this is where it got really interesting for me. I was delighted at what was happening in front of me. He stated that he started the Portland Festival Symphony for the purpose of providing free concerts for families to attend with their children. His ultimate purpose was to expose children to the world of classical music so that they could be inspired to have a fine career in orchestral music and have a chance to thrive in that world. I sat there and realized that what I was hearing was a man describing how he is living what I preach here on this podcast. He is using what he has, the professional classical music skills, and using them right where he was in Portland to create a just world where he is so that children could thrive. Now, how's it a just world, you may ask? Well, remember, our definition of a just society is a place where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. Well, what this man was doing is hoping to give children the opportunity to thrive who may otherwise not have had the chance, or who are at home playing video games instead of being at a concert. I further noticed the people sitting around me in the crowd were more than likely low income, and they got the chance to enjoy the amazing symphonic music for free. Further, among the several pieces they played pieces from two of my favorite composers, Johannes Brahms and Aaron Copland. Yeah, what an evening it was. It was a beautiful summer evening. The Portland Spirit is a cruise ship that sets sail from downtown Portland and goes out to the southern suburbs on the Willamette River, and you get dinner served and get to enjoy the surrounding beauty. And while I was sitting there listening to Portland's Festival Symphony and all of its glorious music, I even saw the Portland Spirit dinner cruise ship going right by the park on the Willamette River. What an evening it turned out to be. But what it did, and what this event did, is it caused me to return to the basics of social justice. Because we get into a lot of weeds on this podcast. Sometimes you got to return to the basics. So just as the maestro talked about where he lived and what his goal was and what his skills were, so we need to ask ourselves a few questions in order to return to the basics of social justice. And the first question we should ask is, where do I live? Or where do I need to live? Now, I'm going to talk more in a few weeks about sometimes to be a person of justice, you need to move to a new neighborhood that needs that. But we'll talk more about that later. But where do I live, or where do I need to be living? Do consider where you live. Do a prayerful analysis of who is there in the neighborhood. What are the boundaries of the neighborhood? What is lacking in the neighborhood? What's its history? Now, this is a very interesting take because a lot of people don't consider the histories of their neighborhood. And some of them have some dark and sordid histories, or some of them used to have beautiful histories and then it became dark and sordid. I mean, I know one huge neighborhood that is now the ghettos in Portland, in outer East Portland, that used to be a giant lake. You imagine how beautiful that looked? And they drained the lake and covered over with concrete and asphalt. But look at the history. Ask about the history. Research it. What is actually going on in my neighborhood? Who are the people? What are the boundaries? What's lacking? What's the history? And do a prayerful analysis. Always start in prayer and ask God to guide you into the truth. The second thing you should ask yourself is, what skills do I have? What skills do I have? I mean, that maestro could have said, you know, I'm really going to create a just world by providing good jobs for people by teaching them how to drive semi-trucks. That probably would have turned out to be a disaster. But he understood his skills was in classical music and instrumentation. So that's what he's using. What skills do I have? Just like the maestro, he used those skills to create a thriving society. And you've got so many skills to offer. I recognized a long time ago through the consistent feedback of others that I had a good voice and I should use my voice for God's glory. Now, I didn't notice it, but over the years, from the time I was very young, people kept talking about my voice, and it's that voice. And people would tell me, every time I hear your voice, everything becomes calm, all kinds of things. So after a while, I thought, well, maybe I need to start listening to myself. And you start listening and paying attention and praying, and then you realize, oh, yeah, God has given me a voice, so I should use it for His glory. For you, what is it? What is it? Is it fixing people's hair? Doing hair? Nails? You say, well, how can that bring God glory and be used for justice? Again, pay attention. Do a prayerful analysis. Get creative. Open up your mind to all the possibilities. God gave you the skills you have on purpose. So use those skills on purpose for God's greater glory. Next, ask yourself, what is my history? What is my history? Your history is no accident. God wants you to use your history for the present. Are you an immigrant? Then serve immigrants. And many do, by the way. Are you from the ghettos? Are you from the down-and-out neighborhoods, neighborhoods ridden with gangs and violence, drugs and crime? Then serve those who are still there. I think it's a sad reality that so many people are able to get out of the ghettos, and then they never look back. don't abandon your brothers and sisters there. Don't be involved in their crime and drugs. But serve. Be the face of Jesus in that neighborhood. Did you suffer religious abuse? Then serve those suffering the wounds of religious abuse. There's a couple in my church who call themselves religious pilgrims. And another term they call themselves is religious migrants. What they're meaning is that they suffered a great deal of harm in the past from religious groups. But they've healed, they found their way. But now they're helping others find their way who feel abandoned, abused by those who have suffered mental and religious abuse. And by that, I'm not talking about the sex abuse scandals. I'm talking about groups of religious who are so heavy-handed, especially the fundamentalists, who are so heavy-handed that they tear people about and create deep mental anguish and spiritual anguish. There's a lot of people wandering around, lost and feeling abandoned because of that. If you've had that experience, help others who are going through that experience. Hold them by the hand and guide them and help them to thrive in their relationship with God once again. Yeah. So what's my history? What's going on? Don't be afraid to look back in your ancestral history. I have a mixture. I have a canonized saint, Catholic saint. St. John Southworth is I'm a direct descendant of his. But I'm also a descendant of Jefferson Davis, who was one of the worst slave owners in the South. We have sordid histories. I mean, you look at the genealogy of Jesus in the book of Matthew, it's a sordid history that Jesus can look back in his ancestors. But use that. Look at that. Can I fight for equal rights for people because in order to sort of a penance, I guess, for the actions of my ancestors? Can I carry on the holiness of my ancestor who's a canonized saint? I mean, look at those things. I serve the homeless extensively and have for decades now. Well, my ancestor, St. John Southworth, who was a Catholic priest in London, was known for intensely and passionately serving the homeless in the alleys of London. So you can look at those histories and say, what's going on with me? Who am I as an individual, and how can I use that for God's greater glory to create a just society right where I am? And all these things, do a prayerful analysis. Let me break this down a little bit for you. Do a prayerful analysis. First of all, listen to the Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. That takes time. That means that you have to calm down. You have to meditate. You have to listen with intention. And keep a journal of what you're being guided in. Keep a journal when something comes to you like, oh, I'm good at this, put that in your journal. Or, I believe God's given me a passion for this, put that in your journal. Whatever, right? Keep that. Talk to trusted friends. Had a lot of trusted friends that told me over and over again, Michael, you've got the voice, you've got the delivery. Okay, I should be paying attention. I think I should have paid attention a lot earlier than I did, but I can be stubborn that way. But listen to trusted friends. Ask them, what's my history? What do you see as my history? What do you see that I'm good at? How could I be a person of justice? What do you think I could contribute to humanity? Because we're so good at judging each other, right? And that can be a positive thing in a way, because we're so good at judging each other that we can see much more clearly what's in others than we can see what's in ourselves. So ask your friends to judge you, not in a negative way, but just ask them, judge me, tell me, what am I good at? enlighten me here a little bit. And finally, and the most important, ask a spiritual director. If you don't have a spiritual director, pray for God to send you one and to show you spiritual director. Ask them, what do you think? I mean, I have a very good spiritual director, and they are so good at saying things and pinpointing things that I'm like, oh man, I didn't even think about that. So ask a spiritual director, what is it that I'm good at? What is it that God could possibly be showing me? Don't be afraid to show them your journal. Let them know what you believe the Holy Spirit is saying, what your friends are saying. Let that spiritual director be fully informed, and then ask them, what, I need your wisdom here. What's going on? And you might be surprised, like, oh, you're really, really good at violin and piano. Why don't you use that to help kids thrive? If you slowly and prayerfully listen to God, then it will become clear to you what you can do and what is your part to create a just society. You know, the world is wounded. Every day we see woundedness all around us. We see injustice. We often feel helpless to do anything about it. But what if I were to give you, for example, the task of farming the entire planet? Well, you might be a bit overwhelmed. But what if I were to say to you that you should just farm right where you are and allow others to farm right where they are? Then we could easily and with joy farm the whole planet, thus providing plenty of food to everyone. If everyone in society were to jump in, roll up their sleeves, and, quote, farm, that is, work out justice in their plot of land, their neighborhood, then we could easily experience a just world everywhere, and especially right where we are.
You've been listening to Common Sense on Social Justice with your host, Michael Davis. A common sense and fresh perspective to creating justice where you are. Share your comments and questions with Michael by emailing sjcommonsense@gmail.com. That's sjcommonsense@gmail.com.